This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 205 for Friday, January 3rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is taking a small step back on Friday morning, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil and crude oil are higher to start the day, while Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are lower. The Canadian dollar is down one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is down $5 per ton at $620 even. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 777,000 tons of export sales for 2024-25 U.S. corn during the weekend of December 26th, down 55% from the previous week and slightly below the lower end of trade expectations. Corn for ethanol use in the U.S. was 464.9 million bushels in November, 1.2 million more than what the trade expected. However, ethanol use declined 1.8 million bushels from October, while still up 7.7 million bushels from last year. StoneX estimated the 2024-25 corn crop out of Brazil at 128.6 million tons, up 300,000 from their previous estimate. The March corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.53. A marketing year low of 484,700 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, also below trade expectations, and down 51% from the previous week. Soy meal export sales were down 48% at 203,800 tons, while soy oil was down 6% at 38,100 tons. StoneX raised its estimate for Brazil's soybean crop by 5.2 million tons at 171.4 million. India imported 503,000 tons of palm oil in December, down 40% from November and the lowest total in 9 months. However, soy oil imports rose 3% at 420,000 tons. Indonesia will allocate 15.6 million kiloliters of biodiesel for distribution in 2025, up from 12.98 million last year. Producers and fuel retailers will have until the end of February to adapt to a new 40% palm oil biodiesel blend. The March soybean contract is down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.94. U.S. export sales for wheat last week totaled 140,600 tons, also a marketing year low, down 77% from the previous week and below trade expectations. Missouri, along with southern Illinois and southern Indiana, should see 25 to 50 millimeters of precipitation over the next 3 days. Taiwan tendered for 114,650 tons of U.S. Grade 1 milling wheat for shipment out of the Pacific Northwest in March and April. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.34. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.